Is it Saturday already? I see my guitar practicing and it works out just real fine. Good morning, Denny Long here. But as they say, not for long. I just thought of that. Ryan Perpich is at the controls. Ryan, you're kind of a short timer too, aren't you?
Well, I mean, you know, if you're out the door, I'm heading out the door here too, Denny. That's the way it should work. And welcome to the WCCO studios, for goodness sake. Denny is in the studios, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, found a place to park and everything.
And you even wore your best pajamas.
Yeah. Well, I figured it's kind of a black tie affair here on a Saturday. Yes, indeed. Thanks for joining us. We have some special guests in studio. We'll talk to in a moment or two. But yes, this is it. This is the final song. The large lady is singing today, and the show will be over. My final show after all these years. Good to have you here, if you can spend a few minutes. By the way, we will have our usual shows today. What's usual? Get those car care questions ready next hour. Nick Stoffel will be answering any kind of a car care question you may have. Ted Farrell, he'll be in at 7:45 with his wine chat, as his father Jack has done so many years here on CCO. Then at 8 o'clock, Ryan mentioned me being in studio. Not only will I be here, but on our Smart Garden Show, Julie and John will be here from the U of M. Julie Weisenhorn, John Trappi. So if you have any kind of garden questions, certainly. But if you have lawn questions, John is our, well, he's not ours, but he's the U of M's lawn guru. He's the turf expert. He'll be in with Julie in the 8 o'clock hour. And then I assume, Ryan, that Andy Lindis will be answering those home improvement questions. What do you think?
Well, I hope so, because I sure as heck am not going to do that.
We could probably fake it maybe for a while. Not for long.
Not for long.
All right. I always like to look at events on this day in history. Let's do that before we talk a little bit about music. William Vanderbilt, he renamed Gilmore's Garden to what do you think that is in New York? Madison Square Garden. There have been four different venues named Madison Square Garden, of course, all in New York City. That was 1879 this day. The first documented auto accident occurred this day, 1896, of course, again in New York City. A Duryea motor wagon driven by Henry Wells from Springfield, Massachusetts, collided with a bicycle ridden by Evelyn Thomas, also of New York City. Again, that was 1896. Ryan, in 1911, a guy by the name of Ray Haroon won the first 500-mile auto race at the Brickyard. Are you an auto racing fan?
Only when I'm on 394. Yeah, that's when I get in the zone there.
Pretty aggressive, I
think. Well, you got to be sometimes.
Okay. Of course, that is the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. This guy won the race with an average speed, hold on, 74.59 miles an hour. It took him 6 hours and 42 minutes to complete the race. He won $14,000 for his effort. It's a lot of bucks back in 1911.
Yeah, I go that fast on 394 every day. Like, what the heck? I don't get any reward for that.
No prize money either, just that you made it out alive.
That's right.
I suppose. Let's see. What time is it? It's 6:13. I've got to get that other clock over here. Oh, here it is. It's is it only 6:10?
It's 6:11. Well, you know, you're out of practice here, being back in the studio, Denny.
Yeah, with these computers are off. Oh, well. Hey, what are they going to do, fire me?
That's right.
Anyway, we've got a couple of folks here who are going to help me and help you, if you want, to answer some music questions. We'll do that coming along. But a couple other things before we take a break. Have you ever been to Washington, D.C., Ryan?
I don't know. I've always wanted to. No, I have not.
You've got to check it out. Daniel Chester French. He's the guy that created the famous sculpture of Abraham Lincoln, titled Seated Lincoln in the Lincoln Memorial there. Lincoln is in meditation, seated in a large armchair. You got to go there.
Yeah, not a very clever name for the statue, I guess. It's very very matter of fact. Seated Lincoln in the Lincoln Memorial.
But I keep it simple.
You know? Don't overcomplicate it.
Here's one from 1931 this day. Science news headline. Life is rare in the universe, astronomer believes. Sir James Jeans, just like the pants. He's a British astronomer, at least he was, assured the Franklin Institute meeting at which he was presented the Franklin Medal, one of science's highest awards, by the way. He says, "I leave it to you to be pleased or not," Sir James said, "and a large fraction of life in the universe being concentrated on our planet."
I don't know, man. I've been seeing some videos online recently. We could do a whole show on that.
We heard that story coming out of Anoka, right? Of a flashing light.
Yes.
There, right? Yeah. Did you ever hear of a guy by the name of Evel Knievel?
Oh, yes. He was the stuntman. Daredevil.
He was. I find it hard to believe it was this long ago. It was 1967. That Daredevil jumped 16 automobiles lined up in a row in a motorcycle stunt at Ascot Speedway in Gardena, California. 16 cars.
And, was it trial and error? Did he try 17 and, 15? They landed on 16 very precisely. I mean,
he had, as I recall, him being on the evening shows, a lot of bones broken there over his lifetime. And here's something that you may not want to hear at breakfast time. I got a story about that. 1970, Al Kaline of the Tigers collided with another player in the outfield as both were trying to snag a line drive during a game. Kaline ended up swallowing his tongue.
Whoa.
After an overnight stay in the hospital, he was back in the lineup the next day.
I didn't know that was possible.
I didn't either. I didn't even want to imagine that one. All right, let's see. I know we're going to break here in a moment, but this is a big deal. Back in 1990, Soviet President Mikhail Gorbachev arrived in Washington for his summit with U.S. President George Bush. That was 1990. And Mario Andretti, speaking of racing, this day in 2010, this is Marco, rather, was declared to have finished in third place at the Indy 500 following an extensive video review that showed three cars illegally passing him under a caution flag in the race's final yards. This is Marco Andretti. Marco. And before we break, 2013, the year Russian scientists reported finding a perfectly preserved woolly mammoth carcass. You think that was good? With liquid blood.
Ooh.
An expedition led by the Russian scientists earlier in May of 2013 uncovered that well-preserved carcass of a female mammoth on a remote island in the Arctic Ocean. How about that? Ever been to Yosemite?
I have not. Always wanted to.
Now you got free time. You can do that.
That's true. I'm in the studio too much.
Back in 2018, two men broke the speed climbing record at El Capitan in Yosemite. Alex Honnold and Tommy Caldwell used the nose. That's the one route to climb the 3,000-foot monolith. 2 hours, 10 minutes, 15 seconds.
I'll just take a picture.
All right. Should we do a little testing of music come along after the break?
That's a great idea.
I can tell you it's 68 degrees, mostly cloudy, high today 83. How about your Sunday? Small chance of rain. Boy, do we need it. Near 82 tomorrow. Right now, 68 on 830 WCCO. Usually the music we play at this particular break time, but I guess that's rather fitting. That's the late Butch Thompson, long ago friend of mine. I used to play with the Hall Brothers Jazz Band, great talented musician. And you got that other one up there, Ryan? Let's see if we can't bring this Earl Clue song. That's a guitarist by the name of, we always get questions about that. Who is that guy? Who is that guitarist? That's Earl Clue, and it's called Pretty World. Always like that song. Good Saturday morning to you, Denny Long, on my final show here at The Good Neighbor. Nice to have you along for the ride, even for a few minutes. 6:19, almost 6:20. That's Central Time from the cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul. Ryan Perpich is at the controls. And look who we have here, Ryan. Ladies first, of course. My daughter, Tina, is here. Good morning, Tina.
Good morning.
It's nice to have you How did you feel waking up so early? But you do that anyway, don't you?
Oh, yes. I listen to you every Saturday morning.
And son Tony is here, too. Tony.
Yes, hello.
You could have slept in today,
I usually sleep in, I'll admit.
You thought this was going to be some kind of a special day, I think. Indeed it is.
Very special.
But it's good to have you here. Now, we're going to put you to the test. Like, I know you, you've heard we do a little music here, and then the question is, what year do you think these songs are from? Are you guys up for that?
Let's go for it.
Okay.
Ready.
And before we even do that, Tina, you recall we were talking from time to time when you and your sister Angie, who's at home listening, would be there. I'd bring you down while I'm on the air, and you guys would play. I mean, this was a while ago. You play on the office staff's IBM Selectric typewriter. Yeah, this is the day when there were actual typewriters, right?
That's right. You would do Saturday night music shifts, and Angie and I would come down here and spend all night down here at WCCO, and we would roam the halls and go down to the traffic department and sit at desks and type notes, and yeah, we had a blast down here.
And then come Monday, I would be hearing from some of the office staff, Who messed up our tab? Who messed up our typewriter here? This is all off. Of course, I had to confess. But anyway, it's good to see you. We have a lot of good memories, don't we?
We sure do.
Yeah. And Tony, you've had good times, maybe not doing that, but traveling.
Traveling.
On our Good Neighbor tours.
Yes. Really, really blessed to be able to have traveled with you and through holiday vacations, through all these amazing trips.
Yeah.
Build a lot of memories even before I was out of high school.
That's right.
Travel Europe many times.
Yeah, you were a lucky kid, by golly. All right. And Tina, of course, you had the chance to meet some music people and record folks and stars and all of that way back when, right?
Oh, that's right.
All right. Well, let's put you to the test because Ryan signaled, let's get on with it. Okay. Ryan, let's roll this one and see if these guys can pick the year. Now, actually, I'll give you a hint. Both of these songs are from the same year. So I guess if you get one, you'll get the other. Let's roll this first one. The song is called Axel F, the Axel F theme. You guys remember that? Now, Tina, you're a little bit older than Tony.
Oh, yeah.
And if you got extra points here for if you can name the movie.
Beverly Hills Cop.
You were right. Axel F. All right, dude. How about the year?
I want to say 1983.
1983. Let's roll this next one and see if this brings it home. Fierce had a song, Everybody Wants to Rule the World. You said 1983. What about you, Tony? Ooh, any guesses?
I'll go 84.
All right. Well, you're both close. All right. 1985 for both of those. Did you get that, Ryan?
Well, yeah, you sent me the music.
Oh, that's true.
So I saw the year, yeah.
You had the cheat notes. Okay, very good. Yeah, 1985 for both of those. And you were right, Beverly Hills Cop. Wow, I didn't think it was that long ago, but it was. 6:24, just about 6:25 in the morning. We're going to take a break. We have to look at that weather because, you know, I mentioned the showers, and a lot of folks are hoping, like me, to get that yard looking green again. We have a small chance tomorrow and maybe a slight chance Monday, too, but I don't see a whole lot of chances. We'll get you all the details coming along in a moment or two. Let's take a break. By the way, we're going to do some reminiscing here coming along in just a few minutes about some of the experiences on and off this studio that we've had during our 55 years here at News Talk 830 WCCO. Thanks for being with us.
Now, the latest conditions and the outlook for the next few days with your CCO forecast.
Cloudy skies today in the Twin Cities. We should reach about 83 or so. Cloudy overnight as well, 59 the low. For your Sunday tomorrow, a 20% chance of showers, probably mid-afternoon or so thereafter. Otherwise, should be mostly partly sunny, high near 82. Come Monday, slight chance of rain, very slight, high near 84. Let's see what Tuesday brings. Sunshine near 86, so warmer. We're going to be in the 80s for quite an extended period of time. Thursday, showers and thunderstorms are likely, fortunately, high near 84. Friday, another chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs near 82. So it looks like we may get a few much-needed rain showers coming along the latter part of the week. Right now, in the meantime, there's an east wind at 8. A lot of folks want the dew point. That's 53 degrees. Relative humidity at 59%. Mostly cloudy skies this Saturday morning. It is 68 degrees here on CCO.
From Lake Street to Lake Superior, we are Minnesota. We are News Talk 830 WCCO.
Sneaky one. I was telling Ryan Perpich earlier this morning. By the way, Denny Long here on this final show here on CCO. Nice to have you along for the ride, albeit for a couple of hours. We have, again, 68 degrees in the Twin Cities. Alan Parsons, I'm recalling, as I have been for the last week or so, of this the great experience I've had here at CCO Radio all these years. First as a music director many years ago. And how many chances I had to meet, you know, all these recording artists and visiting songwriters, whatever, at the station and outside. I was telling Ryan that there was a, this is the time when we staff announcers did the news. The journalists wrote them, wrote the stories. We did the anchoring. And I had a 6 p.m. newscast to do, but then I was invited, along with some other radio stations, to kind of a cocktail party downtown Minneapolis at the IDS, and it was for Alan Parsons' new album that Ryan just gave us a taste of. And being, what, two blocks away from the IDS Center or thereabouts, I finished the newscast, and I walked down there, and, of course, I'm early, and there's nobody there, and there's just some guy wandering around, and I thought, well, there's the hotel staff setting up things. And in the background, music is Alan Parsons' new album. And I'm here going, I'm looking around, and I don't know if I'm looking for something to eat. As I said, nobody's there, but this, who I assumed was a staffer. And he came by, and he said, hi. I said, hi. He said, what do you think of the music? And I said, it's okay. And I'm wandering around, and a little bit later, I found out it was Alan Parsons.
Well, I think he's used to hearing that, though. You know, Alan Parsons, it's a bit of a divisive, as far as music tastes go. So,
but you still, your foot in mouth, and you can't take that back.
Well, you're used to having a foot in your mouth with this many years on the air. I mean, it happens pretty, I wouldn't say regularly, but, it all happens to the best of us.
But I did. I have had some great experiences back then and now as well, especially traveling. And for those who are joining us, daughter Tina is here and son Anthony. Tony is here as well. Tony and Tina on a Saturday morning here. I'm trying to think back, Tina. Who did you have a chance to meet? I can think of one person.
Oh, wow. We got to meet Billy Joel.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
That was exciting.
Yeah.
That was really
exciting. I remember that.
Yes. I just heard a Sean Cassidy song on the radio, and you brought us to that concert.
I did?
Yes. Front row.
What a dad.
Sean Cassidy. That was amazing. Yes. And baseball player Roy Smalley was my other highlight.
Good guy.
Yes.
Yes, and you were playing tennis at the Southwest High School at the time, and was it your birthday?
Yes.
And Steve Cannon gave me, he asked Roy Smalley, can Denny call you at home? And he gave me his own number. So I had him record a birthday greeting for you.
That's right.
Yeah, that was kind of fun to be able to do that.
Now, can you back up? I know WCCO, you say you're the music director on WCCO. We don't play music here on WCCO.
No.
Can you explain why there was a music station? I'm a radio nerd, and I'm lifelong Minnesotan. I feel like I did not know that they used to play music on WCCO.
Well, what? It was probably a little bit. Well, I think the year, the cutoff was around 1989 or so. When moving to a talk station, keep in mind that the ASCAP, BMI, these music publishers charge a whole lot of money for you to be able to play music, as rightly so, to the writers of these songs, performers, whatever, that they get paid. The performers, of course, get paid for selling these records. Remember those records? But that was one of the main reasons that certain stations decide not to play music. Because it costs them a lot of money. A certain percentage of their gross income could end up being a whole lot of money just to play a few songs. But that was what I've heard, the main reason.
Okay.
It's moving. And why would you pay all that money if you're not going to be a music station?
Were there two stations? Was there a talk station and then a music station? No. Okay.
No. CCO Radio was always played music up until that time.
Okay.
In fact, long before I was here, the station had a live orchestra.
Well, isn't the organ, isn't that at the Heights Theater?
Heights Theater.
Yes. Yeah. I've heard that thing before.
Absolutely.
It's very cool.
I spent many a weekend at the Heights Theater as a kid.
And paying full price for ticket, I hope. Yeah, you weren't sneaking in any candy, I hope.
I remember, all these stories are coming back. I remember standing in line. It was 25 cents for a matinee. And, you know, the marquee outside, they have posters. I was fooling around with that quarter, and it fell into the slot of the thing. And I thought, how am I going to get in? And I found this little twig, and I took a piece of my gum out of my mouth, and I stuck it in. And it worked. Where am I going with all these stories? Again, I want to mention Ryan and Tina and Tony that they're getting a lot of nice texts. I really appreciate all these wonderful texts that we're getting here. I'm reading every one, and I'm thanking everyone as well. excuse me. It's 6:35. Denny Long here. Normally we would be playing what's called On Deadline, but Ryan and I made a command decision to saying, "Come on, let's talk a little."
The people you're here anyway. You know, we don't want you meandering around the halls here at WCCO studio. You know, you came in for goodness sake. I mean, you know, and I know Al Schock was down the hall that he said he hasn't seen you since before COVID. So you've been broadcasting at home since 2020, basically.
Almost. We had, I think I told you there was one, some glitch here with the equipment that our boss Brad said, "Hey, would you mind coming in?" And meaning getting out of my pajamas and coming in here, right, to do that. But that was the one time. This is the second time I've been here in 6 years.
And what do you think?
Oh, I think it's, it's like home. Really?
Yeah, I believe it. So you don't miss the commute from your palace in Eden Prairie?
No, I don't miss my palace, yes. Don't miss the driver parking and getting up much earlier. But it's fun to be here. I think it's apropos. We are leaving here after 55 years, and it was time, I think. But our shows will go on. In fact, I was reading somewhere, I think it was poet Robert Frost, and he had said, see if I get this right, he said he learned about life. He says, "I can describe it in three words. It goes on."
Very good.
And that's so true. All right.
That's beautiful.
In the meantime, we're kind of reminiscing about some things that I haven't thought about in years. Had many lunches and dinners with people we had interviewed, and music stars, singers, songwriters. Kenny Rogers was one of them. And, in fact, my final piece of music will be a Kenny Rogers song as we head out of here just before 10. But I was thinking about a lunch I had with Kenny Rogers.
Well, I think it was name drop.
Well, yeah.
It's a flex there.
We used to go across the street to the Copper Hearth at the North Star Inn, which it was called at that time. And we had Kenny on the air for a while, and then we went out to have lunch. So what are you supposed to talk about? You talk about, what about this song, Kenny? Well, no, we didn't talk about music whatsoever. He and I, both respectively, were into photography at the time.
Ah.
So he was talking about his camera gear, and I was talking about my camera. And that's how we spent the lunch, talking about that.
Like normal people. You weren't just fawning over him. Right. You know, how do you get your beard to look that way? Is your hair real? All that.
None of that.
No.
And my infamous lunch with a hero of mine was, as I've told the story many times, was Gordon Lightfoot.
Oh.
I mean, I almost worshipped this guy for years. I've seen him in concert, met him one time in concert, and a guy from Warner Brothers, hey, would you like to have lunch with Gordon? He's going to be in town. I went, well, what? Are you kidding? So I was there again at the IDS. It was with Lightfoot. He was going to be on with our friend Dan Hertzgard to be interviewed. But first we had lunch. And I was with a couple of Warner Brothers people and having lunch. And I'm sitting right across from Gordon Lightfoot.
Whoa.
Just jaw-dropping. It's like, what do I ask this guy? You know, being, if I didn't care, it'd be something else again. But
well, you ask him, how do you think the Edmund Fitzgerald sunk? Did it hit the shoal? Did it, you know, like that. Was it the open hatch? How did it sink? Let's hear it, Gordon.
With my astute, my sharp mind, I said, so what kind of Canadian beer do you like?
Molson, obviously.
And his answer was, now keep in mind, at this time, he was a drinking guy. He was drinking double CC's and ginger at lunch. And his answer was, after the first one, they all taste the same. So that's my memory of Gordon Lightfoot.
Wow.
As far as a personal note. We have 68 degrees in the Twin Cities, 639. Denny Long on a Saturday morning, Ryan Perpich at the controls. Daughter Tina is here. Son Anthony is here. And Tony, you, Tina had the chance to meet some of these recording artists. You had the chance years later to travel.
Yes.
Even as a young kid.
Oh, yes. Very young. 9 years old was my first trip with Holiday.
And we're talking about the Good Neighbor Tour Company, Holiday Vacations, that we're such great friends with. And we've had such great times with that. Where have you gone? As a little kid, where have you gone? Now, don't make Tina jealous, because she's traveled too.
But let's see. I'll kind of try to go in order here. Alaska, Canada, Hawaii, Italy, Ireland, Switzerland, Australia. I'm sure there's more. Oh, the out west, the Grand Canyon. I'm sure I'm missing out some here, too.
Yeah. How about that, Ryan?
You know, they're such spoiled kids, but you wouldn't know it when you talk to them. They're so modest and charming like you. You know,
really? And you, we got to get you traveling more.
Well, I got, you're naming all these places. I got to get out more, it sounds like.
Absolutely.
My goodness. Holiday Vacations, hook me up. I like to go places.
They're great people. And I know that some friend we developed a great friendship along the line too. I know Jim and Patty Joe Halverson I believe would be listening. We love you guys and hope you're staying healthy. 6:40 in the morning. Speaking of traveling, do we need to take a break? By the way, I suppose
we could if you want. You can do what you want today, man.
Well, we got to be paying customers. You know?
That's
we
true. Keep doing,
but don't forget to get those car care questions ready. We're gonna, you know, the show goes on, right, Ryan? We still will have our normal shows.
We got to give the people what they want.
Absolutely,
and they want you, but you know, their transmission also might be acting up.
Absolutely. So we car care questions a little after 7 o'clock news break with Nick Stoffel from Lloyd's. 7:45, Ted Farrell's Wine Chat. 8 o'clock, keep in mind that not only will Julie Weisenhorn be in studio, but she will bring along John Trappi, the turf expert from the U of M. That's in the 8 o'clock hour. And then Andy Lindis, maybe his folks will be here. I don't know. 9 o'clock hour from Lindis Construction, some home improvement. Our usual lineup here on 830 WCCO. Stay with us.
Heading out to San Francisco for the Labor Day weekend show. I got my hush puppies on. I guess I never was meant for glitter rock and roll. And honey, I didn't know that I'd be missing you so.
Jimmy Buffett. I can tell Ryan Purvich had his hand in that one. Ryan, the people know that you and I are both kind of parrotheads, right?
That's how we really kind of first bonded, when you throw out the music selections to me every week. And Denny's picking a lot of Jimmy Buffett. Like, does he? And then we got on to talking about Jimmy Buffett, and I mean, that's just the soundtrack of the summer to me is Jimmy Buffett. And,
absolutely.
And when I remember when he passed, it was devastating. And it was over Labor Day weekend. Labor Day weekend, and I remember we listened to him all the rest of the day and drinking margaritas and in his honor, and oh boy.
Oh, you may be. That wasn't me.
Well.
It may be you. 6:45 in the morning on a Saturday from 830-WCCO. Denny Long on my final go-around here at The Good Neighbor. Thanks again for all these great texts we're receiving. It's much appreciated and very heartfelt. It really is. Kids and I, Tina and Tony, are in the studio with Ryan, and we were thinking of different things that I had really kind of forgotten about. Maybe I should mention, Tina was asking me about the state fair. When I first started here, everybody had to go to the state fair. Even if it was your day off, you had and weren't scheduled for any show or anything. Management then said, you got to go out there and meet people. And it was a very humbling experience for me because, I just walked in the door. I had started August 16th, and State Fair was, a couple of weeks, a week or so later. And so I go out there. I've got a little name tag on. And people, of course, are coming around the deck, and they're saying hello to people, various. And a guy walked up to me, and he looked at my name tag, and he looked up at me and said, is there anybody here we know? And I thought, oh my. that keeps you humble there. But that kind of changed a little bit down the road. But my kids were reminding me of an experience, not on the radio, but way back when I was really into photography as kind of an avocation. Bill Deal, my broadcast buddy here, the late Bill Deal, he and I would meet every weekend because he would get off the air and I would start my shift here. And he asked me, he said, Gregory Peck is coming to town to promote this his picture. And I want you to, if you will, to photograph me and my wife because he and his first wife, I want to say, does your current wife know this? He and his first wife back at Universal Studios, and I think he told me it was the late 40s, had a picture taken with Gregory Peck. And he wanted the same shot done years later. Keep in mind, this was the 1970s now. Finished a newscast I did, and I had to go all the way to the northern suburbs to get all my camera gear, which, by the way, was like an old, if some of you might remember, wedding photographers having this big battery pack on his shoulder, and these were not chargeable batteries in this big flash head. I said, Bill, I got to go home and get all this stuff before. And I thought it was a promotion party. Just like we talked about. There'd be a lot of people, a lot of news media, print, electric media there visiting with Gregory Peck. And it was at a hotel downtown that's no longer in existence. And I finally made it down. It took me like an hour plus. And I go to the hotel front door, and the PR guy is there. He said, Mr. Long? I said, yes. Mr. Peck is waiting for you. I went, Mr. Peck is waiting for him. Where's the party? And the PR guy takes me up to the hotel room. This is not a cocktail party. To the room. Knocks on the door. Who answers the door? Gregory Peck. Dressed in his European suit and tie. Good evening. Come in. Please come in. Would you like some champagne? No, let's take the shot and I'll get out of here. But we did, setting up things, and I get my photo, the gear all ready to go, and the battery's dead.
Oh, my.
Battery's dead, and there's no charging. I don't have, these were huge batteries, not rechargeable. So I learned enough at that time. This is black and white, and you could, what they call, push this film. And so they said, what can we do? So I said, well, let's take off the lampshade and move this table over here. And Gregory Peck is doing this. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm directing Gregory Peck. I can't believe it. And what a gentleman he was, indeed. But I never did see the photos. I failed to ask Bill how they turned out, but I had him. He took them, had them processed, and never did see them.
Well, it's not very difficult to look good if you're Gregory Peck.
No, I mean, it's true.
That was easy. You could have, taken that shot in the dark. You would have looked handsome.
But boy, oh boy, what your heart just sank when those batteries didn't work. So many of these experiences, and I'm thinking too. You tell me now when we have to break. You're the producer.
Oh yeah, here. I'll write it down for
okay,
you.
Okay,
you just keep going.
All right. one thing we always like to do for years. And I remember management way back when would tell us, you can never do the weather too much here on CCO. And I haven't done that for a while, so let's do that right now.
That is the greatest broadcasting trick I think you've told me, because it's like everyone wants to know what the weather is.
Yeah.
And it's fun to talk about. Minnesotans love to talk about weather. They want to know about that. It's very unpredictable here in Minnesota.
That's
so
true.
It's not like we're in San Diego where it's sunny all the time. Like, it's changing. Although it kind of feels like San Diego recently. And we need some rain here.
Well, we're going to have to wait, Ryan. Maybe Sunday afternoon, maybe a small chance. We're going to get mostly cloudy today. 83 the high, 59 overnight, maybe 82 tomorrow. Chance Sunday night, maybe, of some showers with 62 the low. How about the rest of the week? Sunny Tuesday, 86 sunny. Wednesday, chance of showers, 86 again. Thursday, near 84. Showers are likely by Thursday, and about a 50% chance on Friday as well. 82 by the end of the week. Again, it is 68 degrees here in the Twin Cities. Again, a lot of folks want the dew point, especially in the summer.
That's humidity, right? Do you know what that means when the dew point is high, low? Because you do love to say it.
Well, if I can tell you this, you'll know it's humid if the dew point and the temperature are about the same.
That's a good tip.
It's 100% humidity.
That's a good tip.
That's all I know. That's as far as I go with the science. But it's 53 dew point. But the relative humidity is 59%, so that doesn't seem that high. 68 the temp here on CCO. Again, get those car care questions ready for Nick Stoffel. He'll be joining us a little bit after the 7 o'clock news break here on CCO. We're talking about some of the experiences I've had both on in studio and out of the studio, and I was thinking, Tina and Tony and Ryan, that I got an email. It was the day before yesterday from Nancy, who has traveled with us on our Good Neighbor tours, but I didn't realize that her mother, her late mother, was a waitress, a server downstairs at what was then called the Court Bar. And many of us spent many, many days or nights at the Court Bar, and I'm sure I probably met her many, many times down there. That was a bar that Steve Cannon would call the Lush Joint. And the reason he called it the Lush Joint, that's what our janitor at the time would call it. That janitor had names for everybody. That's why Steve Cannon would call me Danny instead of Denny, because that's what the janitor said. The janitor called our German news director the Kraut. And our chief engineer, the Greek, he was quite a guy.
And who would call you Lenny Dong?
That was Howard Viking. Howard Viking would be walking down the hall, and he would say this like that. Yeah, he was.
I remember you told that at the Chanhassen Dinner Theater for the 100-year celebration.
I don't know why I did that. It just kind of came to mind, but I remember him walking down the hall. And I was another story. You tell me what we got a couple minutes to go here. Somebody asked me last year, I think it was sometime, about the retiring. And I said, I never talk about how many years I've been here. And I recall we had a more mature lady who worked for CCO Radio, the back office support staff, for like 44 years. And she would always go up and introduce herself to stars, movie stars, authors, movie stars, whatever. Maybe Charlie Boone would be interviewing somebody. And as soon as that person, he or she, walked out of the studio, she'd be right there. And what does she say? She didn't say, oh, I love you. She'd say, I've been here 44 years. She would say that all the time. And I promised myself I'd never do that. I'll tell you why. Because one day, Charlie Boone interviewed the king of one-liners, Henny Youngman. I told this story before. And Henny Youngman's walking out into the lobby. And there she was. I won't mention her name. And the only thing she said was, "I've been here 44 years. And Henny Youngman said, "What's wrong? Can't you get a cab?" So that's one reason I put a stop to that. But great memories. 6:55 in the morning or thereabouts. We got to take a break in a couple of minutes. I want to remind our listeners that, as you know, Ryan, we have tons of gardeners here. And not only here, but as listeners. And they love that Smart Garden Show. And today is going to be a special day, too, not only because it's my last day, but we will have in studio Julie Weisenhorn and John Trappi. So specifically, if you have questions about your lawn, John is the expert. He's our turf guru here. He'll answer those questions. I was looking at a couple of birthdays today, too. You know who actor Ted McGinley is?
I can't say that I do.
Okay, Married with Children, Happy Days, Love Boat. He's 68.
Oh, a young guy.
How about Winona Judd?
I know Winona, yeah.
Yeah, sister of Ashley. How old do you think Winona Judd is?
Oh, I would say about 62.
She is.
No kidding.
You've got
Come
it.
On.
Yes.
Look at that.
Yeah, you'll have some parting gifts here. 68 is our Twin City temperature. I had another thought that I know we're going to have to break here. We'll think of more. But again, get those car care questions ready. Nick Stoffel. It's kind of fun. Do you have any questions for Nick? Now, how is your vehicle running?
Well, I made it back, from Iowa with that car that had everything wrong with it, made it just fine. So I got to let Nick know that the lady friend's car made it there safe, and it's going to get sold, hopefully.
Oh, yeah, so you're not going to get it repaired?
Oh, no. Oh, goodness, okay. No.
All right. Now, do you take care of your car? I mean, regular oil changer?
The mechanic. Oh, you're regular. Oh, yeah. I got a guy. You got to have a guy.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to take a break here for news. I almost said CBS. Old habits die hard.
Well,
ABC. I'm getting used to that logo now when they...
I know. It's weird. Know. It's weird.
Yeah. 83 will be the high today, 59 the low tonight. If you're looking for rain, maybe a 20% chance tomorrow with highs about 82. So I'd say your outdoor plans for Sunday look mighty fine. We have our usual shows coming up. Hope you can stick around for a couple of them. Denny Long on my final day here on News Talk 830 WCCO.